Cardiff.
Hello.
Hi, Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am. I received. My name is Martha Luna. I got a business, Dewes Trucking LLC. I just have one question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I received a loan for 5 years, 3 years, or what? Well, 3 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But how long you had to be on the business? Because I only have 1 year and a half.
Oh, that's fine.
Only
that's fine.
Year, pretty much my bank and then any other bank requests
mm-hmm.
at least 2 years for somebody apply for a loan on your business.
Yeah, we work with new businesses, startup businesses as well.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the number on the document that we sent you in the mail? Is there a reservation number?
Yes, the reservation number is 2411-3901-0010-7891.
7891, okay.
And what is your name?
It's Nicole.
Nicole, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me pull your information up here.
It shows that was Ruben E. Goldstein.
Okay.
According to him, whatever. I mean, I don't believe none of these, you know, $250 is just too much money anyway.
Yeah. Now, the number you're calling from, is that a cell phone or a business line?
This is my fax number, actually. But I'm using it because I'm at home right now and I don't have too much service in my cellular, which cellular number is 843.
Yes,
ma'am. I have those 843.
Uh-huh.
818-842-4.
That's my cellular.
8424. And my text message and my email too.
Okay. Yes, in 1 minute here. Mary, H. St.
Henry, Luna,
L-U-N-A. Uh-huh. 7463@gmail.com. Okay. So it's mhluna7463@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm showing this is for Deuce Trucking LLC?
Correct.
Okay. And you're still at the 116 White Clover Lane address?
Yes.
Okay.
South Carolina 29436.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. And you said you've had the business for about like a year and a half,
well,
maybe?
June 1st. That's when I applied for.
Last year, though?
Last year, correct.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Ma'am?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Repeat it again, please.
Oh, are you the sole owner of the business?
I mean the owner, my husband, Julio Luna, and me, Martha Luna.
Okay.
We are the owners. Yes,
okay. And what were you looking to use the funds for?
Just to get some equipment. I'm trying to get equipment no more than, which of course I see a brand new backhoe for $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. I need it for loading my trucks whenever I need it.
You need a backhoe?
Yeah, a backhoe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
4x4. And I need that to load in my truck sometimes, or either way, spread the material. Sometimes the customer requests to be a spread of the material. So
mm-hmm.
I don't have no equipment to do that. And that
okay.
An extra, you know, that's what I'm looking for. And then, you know, to.
What does your business do exactly?
We haul in any kind of material. Pick up debris, haul in field dirt,
mm-hmm.
Gravel, any kind of gravel.
Okay.
Rock.
And how many trucks do you have? Oh, how many trucks do you have right now?
I got 3 trucks.
Okay.
two Volvo and one Mac.
Okay. Perfect. And did you already pick out the piece of equipment you're looking for, the backhoe?
Yes, I already have that information. The only
okay.
Thing, do I need to submit it to your email or?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is when we get off the phone, I'm going to email you what I need to issue an approval. How much does the backhoe cost?
The backhoe costs $97,000 brand new, which, I mean, I ask them, I can give them $90,000 if they allow me to do so. They can finance me out there also, but I need a 10% down, which I don't have.
Oh, okay. Okay, and is this, are you set on this piece of equipment, on the new one?
Ma'am?
Yes. Can you hear me? Do you have to get this new piece?
I have to get a new one, but the only thing I'm learning about this process on the new equipment, I'm not familiar of any equipment on the hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I do prefer to have a new one instead of a used one, because the used one, they run from $30,000, $39,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000.
Okay.
It just depends how many hours the equipment has and how many people have been running. Some of the equipment I've been searching is have a... They use those equipment for rental. And rental, you never know how many hands have been there. And I have another customers. I got some another searching for. They have like a one or two owners out of those equipment, but they're used. And they're 2014, 2012, 2014. But they have the hours. They vary, you know, and they're different hours. About how many times they've been running those equipment. And some ones, they're rusty. I have to go and get a mechanic. You have to go through so many things on the used equipment. And that's what I decide also to do when I have my Mac, my used Mac, to don't ever get nothing used.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a headache. And
okay.
I decided to get a brand new equipment, which is I did that on my triaxle. All my
mm-hmm.
triaxle from the 2016, and I got 5 years warranty, and then for 400,000 miles
mm-hmm.
on my truck. That's what I decided to do. That, and that way I don't have to worry about it. Anything happened to that those trucks, my triaxle, them trucks, they're going straight to the shop, and I don't have to pay a penny.
Okay. What does the business do for? Okay. What does the business do for gross revenue last year?
How?
What did the business do for revenue last year? Total sales.
My gross.
Yes.
100,000.
Okay.
150,000 more or less, and not even running half a year because.
Okay. So this is what I think, because we can do some financing for you, but I think $97,000 will be too much because you're still considered a startup business, and so we would probably feel comfortable financing something in the $30,000 to $50,000 range. So if there's...
In that case, I don't need $30,000 to $40,000 range. I need only $10,000, the 10% down, and that way I can get that agreement in that case. And then I can, you know.
Okay. So.
How do you figure you can loan me only $40,000 or $30,000 because of what I'm telling you?
Exactly. So because of the time in business, we would be able to finance a piece of equipment that is a $30,000 to $50,000 range, or we can give you cash that you can use for whatever you want. That would probably be around, I don't know, what are you averaging monthly right now for revenue?
What is my average worth?
Yes, monthly. What do you think the business brings in right now?
Monthly? And why
yes.
Out of the three trucks, each truck, if I'm running them, each truck earns me $14,000 only. If I run running straight to the to the contract I have for Kingstone, it's only running me by itself, each truck, like $14,000 each truck, if I run it only on sand and gravel.
Okay, so just give me like a ballpark figure, just what average monthly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to explain you that way. You know what I'm. It is difficult for you guys. You need to understand there's two or three different contracts I have.
Mm-hmm.
Not only one contract. Okay, so I'm just trying to give you figures.
Right.
Each truck, how much it on and for.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm trying to do the figures right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Around 40, 45,000.
45,000? Okay.
40 to 60,000 more or less. It just depends how heavy I run in them. On the two contracts.
Okay, you know, perfect.
Like for example, each truck in one of the it runs by itself close to
mm-hmm.
$5,000 a week. Times.
Okay. Do you need cash for anything else besides the down payment?
Ma'am.
Hello.
I can hear you. What now?
Oh, do you need cash for anything else besides the down payment?
No.
No. Okay. So if you just need cash for the down payment, I can probably do around $40,000 to $50,000 in just cash. And you could decide how much you actually want to take, and then you can use that for the purchase if you want to do that as well.
I mean, whatever you can loan me, I mean, I don't know if what is my qualifications. That's what I'm calling you for, because pretty much majority of the people ask me for 2 years of any loans.
So no, well, I just told you. So if you want us to pay for the equipment on your behalof, then I can do $30,000 to $50,000. But if you just want cash,
excuse me, ma'am, please, $30,000 to $40,000 on what is it?
$30,000 to $50,000. If there's a piece of equipment you want us to finance for you. So equipment financing, yeah. Now, if you just want cash that you can use for whatever you want, if it's a down payment, if it's something else for the business, I can probably do cash around $40,000 to $50,000. That's what you would get approved for, but you could decide how much you actually want to take. So if you only need 20, you could just take 20. And that's what I think that you'll get approved for based off the information you've given me.
All right.
So do you think that would be helpful?
Ma'am?
Yes. Do you think that would be helpful?
Yeah, that will help me tremendously.
Okay.
Do I need to have any type of equity, or do you need to have any type of
no.
I don't know, a piece of land or anything like that?
No, it's unsecured. So are you more interested in the cash or the equipment financing?
In both.
Okay.
In both. But, I mean, the cash money is going to give me what I'm looking for on the equipment. Might as well, I get the
$20,000, mm-hmm.
$20,000 or $40,000 in cash, and then do the equipment by myself, and I use a used one. I just have to go and put it, or buy me the new one. We
uh-huh.
put the $10,000 down, and then the rest, I do some. I put it in savings, or
okay.
Or just be in ahead on all my payments, one of the two, and then pay these off the fastest I can.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna email you what I need to approve you for both programs. Okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be a one-page application. We'll look at a few months of bank statements for the business. And then if you have a quote for the equipment, that would be helpful.
Sure.
Okay.
I can give it a
and I'll put all the details in the email as well. So a recap of our conversation for you.
No problem. That's fine.
Okay.
Send me whatever I need to get, and then I'll email you back.
Okay. Perfect. So give me about 10 minutes, and I will send that over to you.
Oh, but that's fine. Just take your time, and I will give you an answer or everything in maybe a couple of days, and that will let me go and get my bank and everything what I need, and
okay,
and go to the people back to the to North Charleston where I sell the equipment, and then
mm-hmm.
I'm sending you the code for them.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Can you put your direct number and the extension number I can call you?
Yes, I will.
Well, which number I should call you? The 1-855-234-0166?
No, I'll have my direct phone number in the email.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be great.
Okay. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you, too. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.